Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning, and market analyst Tom Lefter will join us when we come back right after this.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 11th through 13th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and new trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Ramp up your yields in corn, wheat, and soybeans with Ramp Soil and Foliar Supplement from Pike's Fertilizer. In field trials in soybeans, Ramp outperformed a leading micronutrient blend by up to 10 bushels per acre. Ramp can be tank mixed and applied with other sprays at almost any stage of plant growth. Chris Pike and his crew can customize a Ramp fertilizer blend for your particular needs. Check them out online at pikesfertilizer.com or at the Tulsa Farm Show in booth 2526. Be sure to ask them about their special discounts. Ramp up your yields with Ramp from Pike's Fertilizer. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And, Tom, we're going to take a look at our livestock futures. And, you know, we were talking off air, really not a lot of change that we're going to see for a while, and that's true today. Our cattle futures mostly lower again yesterday, although some improvement in the hogs yesterday.
Yes, and you're right about the type of news we're going to see for a while here. It's kind of usual when you get into this last few weeks of the year. Things get pretty quiet. Now, trading was mixed Wednesday for the live cattle, and the closes for live cattle were mostly negative. While our feeder cattle traded and closed negative, but made also new lows for the week. Ideals are that cash will be lower this week, possibly at 164, and we're also hearing more talk of heavyweight cattle being discounted or even passed on by some packers. Yesterday, choice box beef was down 56 cents. Select boxes were up 27 on a movement of 163 loads, one of the better movements we've seen in a while. The daily cattle kill estimated 112,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 81 cents. On the close, we saw February cattle yesterday 20 cents lower. January feeders down $1.17, and Feb lean hogs 5 cents lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment. It's a special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, December 13th at noon. This sale features over 800 head of bred heifers, bred cows, pears, and bulls, including 50 black and black baldy Angus heifers, 110 Angus and Angus Plus heifers, 10 red Angus bred heifers, and many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For more information, go to the website, McAllisterStockyards.com, or call 918-423-2834. That's 918-423-2834. Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures yesterday, well, it was simple negative across the board. Soybeans really with a tough day.
Yes, we saw yesterday, Dave, our wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed negative with double-digit losses occurring in the soybeans. Our USDA report failed to offer any type of bullish news to help the grains yesterday, and not only were the grains negative, but we also saw yesterday the Dow dropped 287 points, and new contract lows were made in crude oil and heating oil yesterday. Now, Egypt is tendering for wheat. We'll probably see something come out of that later this morning. And next Monday is the release of the FSA acreage numbers. The evening trade has only seen the wheat on the negative side. Corn and soybeans have been holding higher. At the moment, at 7:18 this morning, the March KC wheat is down 5 1/4. March corn trading 0.75 higher. January beans up 3 3/4. March cotton 55 points higher. The January crude oil has turned negative, now down 48 cents. We're looking at the December dollar index 7 cents higher, and December Dow Jones futures 14 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much for your time this morning. And as always, we certainly appreciate it and look forward to checking in with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lefter, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.